calm down. I'm looking on web pages. She says, oh no, why are you ignoring me? I said she's on a period. She gets very, very mad. She runs to the bathroom crying, screaming. I go to her. I say, are you okay, baby? Are you okay, baby? Are you okay, baby? She say, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. I say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She's crying, crying. I wanted to leave. I said, don't leave. Don't leave. We had a beautiful day planned. Come on, don't leave. I'm sorry. She said, I make coffee. I make breakfast. Bring a coffee. She said, I don't want your coffee. I said, okay. I still make breakfast. Then she says, I'm sorry. I overreacted. This is, thanks for the coffee. We ate breakfast. We were both just hungry, I think. Yo, what's up? Welcome to Steiner's Stories. Yeah, Steiner's Stories. Today I want to tell you about a little adventure I went on with my good buddy Michael. We've known each other for a very long time, since high school. He has inspired me spiritually, emotionally, morally, in every way possible. And I am very grateful to still have this man in my life. He just moved back from Washington State, back to New York, and he brought his catamaran with him. It's a Hobie brand craft. And if you're familiar with the name, that's because Hobie made a lot of surfboards and they also made boats. It's like a very famous name in the aquatic marine transportation niche. So it was pretty cool to get to sail with him. He offered to come down to Jamaica Bay. He printed out all these different maps and plan the route. And I was like, all right, this is gonna be fun. It's gonna be relaxing. I'm gonna get my sailing skills leveled up. Leveled up. Important to level up all your skills because you may never know when life will present you with a situation with dire consequences that you must dominate your circumstance. And sailing, you never know, man. You might be out on a boat in a post-apocalyptic universe. So I was very excited. Sunday morning, I take the queue down to Sheepshead Bay, where my father spent his youth. And it was a very easy trip. Michael picked me up. We drove down to Plum Beach. Beautiful little maritime area. And we got out. We unloaded the boat, very heavy, off the top of his van. He had life vests and snacks and waterproof bags, well prepared. This was going to be quite a relaxing day in Queens, on the water. We get into the water, we push off, it's going good. Then, all of a sudden, Michael shares the information that the tide is not in our favor. We must pedal against it. And there's a bridge that we must traverse underneath in order to get access to the rest of the bay. There are waterfowl, there are wetlands, and all sorts of sundry interesting geographical features, geographical protuberances, and docking opportunities, cultural malus, and yeah, that's sort of an interesting trash. So it was really actually pretty difficult to paddle through because this boat, okay, it has a sail. There was one oar that is a one-person paddle, and then its main alternative mode of locomotion is paddles. It has 2 foot-powered flippers, so each person can use that and make the boat go. Make it do boat in the choo-choo. And so we were having to use the foot paddles because the wind was not on our favor, because we were in a little narrows where the wind wasn't really blowing for some reason. And yeah, the tides were really going against us. So we were going real hard. I wanted to give up a few times, but otherwise we would have to go towards Manhattan, and that was kind of dangerous in its own right. So really we should have started on Rockaway. That way we could have gone with the tides and back, but I don't know why Michael, I guess we both decided to do this route because it was more convenient in the beginning. I don't know. I don't know why we did it. We did it though. That's what happened. Sorry. Anyway, so we're going, we make it under the bridge just barely, because there's the mast is about 18.9 feet tall. The bridge was about 20 feet tall. We asked this guy who was fishing under the bridge, hey, are we going to make it? Are we going to make it? Is it going to go under the bridge? Because we didn't go in the very middle. We wanted to see if, because we went towards the shore. We went along the shore because it was easier, because the current wasn't coming directly at us if we were closer to the shore. So in order to just go this way and not have to go all the way this way and this way under the bridge, we stayed closer to the shore where the bridge was lower, being a little lazy. Let's be honest, we should have gone towards the middle. And the guy was like, he didn't really help us at all. But we made it under the bridge just barely. And lo and behold, it was much easier to paddle there. And we paddled, and we didn't really plan our route beforehand. Even though Michael had done all the due diligence and printed out the things, we didn't really plan our route, and we didn't really look into the depths of the ocean at low tide and high tide. And it was low tide. And we went towards the birds, the beautiful.
They had like a collar, like they were a fancy butler, a white collar and a black plumage and a white V in its buttocks. They were cute little weird birds all over the place. So we went towards them to observe them in their natural habitat. And it was cool until we got stuck. No wind. The paddles don't work in that depth because they're about 2 feet long. And if the water's not at least 2.5 feet deep, it ain't gonna work. So we had to paddle with the oar, one person at a time. And I tried to paddle a little bit too much, and one of the flippers started breaking. So we lost the paddle. And we got stuck about 5 times in the shallows. And then we took a loop around this island, and we finally made it to another place to dock. Took a little break, ate some yogurt, wandered around. And meanwhile, not only was it very difficult paddling, there were ospreys. Whoa, what was that? A bird. There were ospreys, these government vehicles. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they do not look like a plane, and they do not look like a helicopter. They're kind of a hybrid between. They almost look like drones, and they were taken off in groups of 3 at a time, coming directly towards us, and very loud and weird looking. It's like dystopian future world, because they can take off up and down easily, because they have like the helicopter rotors on the wings, so they go real crazy. So that was noisy, and then people actually flying their drones all over the place, and that was weird, and actual helicopters, and we were near JFK Airport, so there were planes taking off. So it wasn't the quiet, peaceful day on the water that I was expecting. Also, when we had the wind against us when we were coming back after we docked. So we had to, in order to make the sail work, we had to go we had to zigzag basically, because if the wind's like kind of over your shoulder, over one shoulder or the other, then you can just go straight towards wherever you want to go. But because of the way sails work, if it's coming directly at you or sideways,
you kind of have to then angle your path. So we had to zig, zag, like two steps forward, one step back type situation. And it took us forever. The sun was going down. We've been out in the water for 5 hours already. Okay, we were tired. It was colder than we'd expected. The water, because the tide was coming at us, the water was splashing us. We were soaking wet. The wind was blowing, but towards us, not behind us. And it was cold and we were getting tired and sunburned and the sun was starting to go down. And then finally, we caught a good breeze. And then it stopped suddenly as we were about to go back under that bridge. And we were going down the middle this time. And we hear this eerie sound. I'll play it for you now. It was just like, and it was creepy. And what we realized was the bridge was the steel, the sound of the cars going over the steel cross grating, because there was no like cement in the middle of the bridge. It was just steel cross grates. So it was vibrating with every car very loudly. And that was creepy. Then the wind stopped completely and we had to use the oar. The oar snapped off, so we weren't able to use that anymore. The seats that were adjustable, allowing us to pedal harder, started ripping. The cable started ripping. Then there were tears in the sail. Everything started falling apart. But luckily, we only had a little bit more to go. So we just powered through with the one pair of paddles that we had left and what little wind we were able to scrounge from the air. And we finally made it back exhausted. And we were like, finally, we can relax. I mean, we gotta carry this giant-ass boat back on top of the roof and strap it on. But meanwhile, there's a whole group of people just blasting music, blasting it out of like a giant speaker system on the back of their car, and dancing and whatever. So we're trying to concentrate and we're exhausted, trying to figure out a way to, because they were literally right next to where our van was. So we were just like having to go around them carrying these giant things. And it was just mentally, physically exhausted. My arms had been cramped up from pulling the rope of the sail and my legs were exhausted and I was sunburned. Finally, we figure out a way to strap the boat to the roof with all the cables and in the quickening darkness. And then we need food, so we go to a Georgian restaurant. We eat some amazing Georgian food, spend a little more money than we wanted to. I missed the train. Michael agreed to take me back, drive me back home. It was only an extra 15 minutes to his journey, and he very graciously offered. And we drove back together, too tired to talk. We listened to a little Joe Rogan. Oh my God, Joe Rogan. The Socrates of our time. But he had on this cardiologist talking about the overprescription of statins, and you know, that was interesting. That was peaceful, just listening to this expert talk about his field of knowledge. And that was the quiet, peaceful time on the water that I'd been looking forward to the whole day. So, that's that. And, I don't know, things have been going good. We're going on our honeymoon Saturday. So hopefully this will come out before then. We're going to Japan. But you know, last weekend Frankie came over and I was a bit grumpy because someone was doing work on the house last Saturday. Work on the apartment building, painting the fire escape early on a Saturday, and they woke me up and I was grumpy. I didn't get the sleep I needed. I haven't been sleeping that well lately, honestly. I quit smoking. This is like almost 2 weeks without smoking now, week and a half, I don't know. Kind of craving it a little bit, but I'm okay. But I think it's affecting my sleep because I'm overcompensating with coffee. But this is a song about the argument me and Frankie had. This is a gift she got me. So hopefully I won't insult her too much in the song, because it was my bad too. It wasn't just her. All right, let's see.
It's getting the fog from my brain. Ooh, 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 ooh. Do, do, do. But then I'm waking up and she says, oh, let's watch the video again. I don't want to, this lady's annoying. I said, let me just do it real quick by myself. She says, stop, I wanna watch the video. I said, no, I'm just doing it. She says, stop, I wanna watch the video. I said, fuck it, I'm just laying back down again. I get on my computer, she starts talking to me. I'm angry, I'm trying to get calm down. I'm looking on web pages. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She says, oh no, why are you ignoring me? I said, she's on the period. She gets very, very mad. She runs to the bathroom crying, screaming. I go to her. I say, are you okay, baby? Are you okay, baby? Are you okay, baby? She say, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! I say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She's crying, crying. I wanted to leave. I said, don't leave. Don't leave. We had a beautiful day planned. Come on, don't leave. I'm sorry. She said, oh, I make coffee. I make breakfast. Bring a coffee. She said, I don't want your coffee. I said, okay, I still make breakfast. Then she says, I'm sorry, I overreacted. This is, thanks for the coffee. We ate breakfast. We were both just hungry, I think. Yeah, at least I was. That's the song. What'd you think? I hope the audio came out okay, because I don't know what, this is the first time I've done this. And anyway, we got a show in Tokyo, May 16th. Me and Frankie are both performing on that. We made up, you know, we both said our sorries multiple times. Frankie's not usually, she doesn't usually have a period because of her birth control and some medical conditions. So this period really came out of nowhere. Neither of us knew how to deal with it. So that was part of the problem. Anyway, but yeah. Thank you all for watching this. This is the last thing I want to say. I just want to tell you guys a poem about
Me and Matthew Silver have started a podcast. We have both realized that our childhood was encrypted with the psychological mathematics of special education in public school settings. We were shamed, we were demonized, we were put into the crevices of the mind of society, and only to lift ourselves out slowly and regain our childhood enumeration of the soul and spirit. And we call our podcast now, we call it Special Ed
Babies!
And we are going on tour in July, and we name our tour Special Ed Babies. We make a poster, Special Ed Babies. I send it to the first venue. The venue says, we don't like people who punch down. We don't like the bullies. We don't like the meanies. We don't like the cruel and conservative type. And I say to them, we are not punching down. We are punching ourselves in our face in a very playful and artistic manner. So don't you judge my comedy. And they said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know your story. I didn't mean to offend you by assuming you were offending others for laughs on purpose. And I said, that's okay, buddy, whatever, man. Just get us paid, motherfucker. Get us we special ed babies. And we renamed the show, because I don't give a shit. But the tour stays, the podcast stays, it's coming in June. Watch out for it, Special Ed Babies. And if you're in Tokyo, come see me and Frankie perform. We're doing two shows. And that's it. That's it, guys. Just subscribe to YouTube, subscribe, leave iTunes reviews, go on my website, andrewsteiner.net, for tour dates. I got a t-shirt there. That's it. That's all we need to know. Thank you so much for watching. It's been beautiful with you guys. Peace.